Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So just looking through social media and reading about myself. No, I was checking the, of course I would never do that. I don't read those nasty comments. I was checking on the latest with the baseball.
There's actually some good ones yesterday.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, my wife wakes up, she's like, oh, I was reading. I'm like, what are you doing?
Oh, she was reading that stuff?
I think people can't help themselves. Yeah. They need to find out what's going on. I told you, it's going to be some good, some bad, whatever.
Yeah, hey, it is what it is, man. Yeah, not everybody's going to love you, and some people will, some people won't.
But I would recommend not reading it. Anyway, I was just looking through some of the baseball stuff, and John Morosi, I saw something from John Morosi talking about Cody Bellinger, saying that he's like, three big market teams are in on Cody Bellinger. You got the two New York teams, Philadelphia, and then the Dodgers. So four, that's right, John.
You can count.
Three plus one equals four. There you go. So I'm not buying what Morosi's saying necessarily. I'm just telling you that the latest on Bellinger, according to Morosi from MLB Network, is saying that both New York teams, Philadelphia and L.A., or and Dodgers, are showing interest in Cody Bellinger.
I can understand why. I mean, again, his versatility is proven. And the other thing, too, he's played in three markets, and they're the three, well, outside of L.A., well, San Francisco's a big market as well, clearly L.A., but he's
in Chicago or
I believe, yeah. I mean, it's on New York.
Well,
LA.
You were there.
Yeah, I know.
I can't
things change. Things change. When I was in, first of all, when I was in Las Vegas a million years ago, starting my career, there were, I want to say, 700,000 or 800,000 people. It was a very low, that was a national show, but it was a very low market count. It's gone well over a million. It surged up like 10, 15, 20 spots. And conversely, when I was in Detroit, back in radio, whether you listen to Howard Stern, you know, however you really got your, I miss, when you made it, like the I guess like the point where you thought you made it in radio was when you hit a top 10 market. Top 10 market. And when I went to Detroit was a top 10 market. It's not anymore. So I say that because things evolve.
Okay.
That's one of the reasons I say that. But what I like about Bellinger is that he's proven to perform in all of the biggest markets. Crushed it before he got hurt with the Dodgers, was solid with the Cubbies, you know, terrific with the Yankees. So
yeah, most important what he did here, obviously.
He's got the slow heartbeat is what I'm saying.
Can
he can play
really
every position.
Another Yankee away?
Like, I don't think you guys are getting Bellinger.
It's getting ridiculous.
It's
going to
piss me off.
But it's getting ridiculous now.
I know it is.
It's going to piss you off if you say that. Why? Why not if the Yankees?
I think the Yankees need him. That's why.
Okay, but what about if they get Tucker? He's a better player.
I don't think they're going to pay for Tucker. I've told you that. I don't think they're paying for Kyle Tucker.
The broke Yankees now?
Oh, come on.
The Bronze Bombers?
What? Those broke-ass Yankees.
The Bronze Bombers. Good.
Unless the market is softer than I anticipate, and I do think that Tucker's number starts with a four, I think it's minimally 9 years. I think it could get to 10, and if somebody gets wacky, could get to 11. I think 11 is dumb. I don't think he's worth 10. I think 9 is more palatable, but he's getting a lot of money.
Would you rather pay Tucker or overpay, whatever, in your mind, extend beyond your comfort zone for Tucker? Which, by the way, BT, all these players, pitchers, offensive players, everybody at some point is going to extend because multiple teams want them, so then the price goes up and up and up, and then it's just who's a matter of who's willing to go over the top. It's a matter of who's willing to go over the top and who taps out at a certain spot. So would you go over, like the Mets with Diaz? Are they going to go over the top for Diaz or the Dodgers or Yankees or whatever? Are the Yankees going to go over the top for Bellinger, or would you rather go over the top for Kyle Tucker?
I was told they're not going to go over the top.
For who?
Bellinger.
What about Kyle Tucker?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Then they're the Bronx Bombers. What are we doing
then
here?
Then who has all the team next year? Oh, God.
This is the New York Yankees. They should be in on the best players, and they should be going over the top. What are they doing? There's no way they can sell the same stuff. Grisham coming back. Judge. Oh, we're set on the infield. Little Ben Ricey at first base and a catcher.
Ricey.
Oh, Stan's going to cut. Yeah, they call everybody that. Booney, Ricey, Jazzy. Oh, you got, what the hell's his name at third base? I'm forgetting
McMahon?
His name. McManny at
no,
third
they
base.
Don't say McManny's yeah. idiotic. The that's Martian, the one thing they don't say.
The Martian in left field.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, come on. Spencey in left field.
Goes
Spencer
back to
Jones.
Guardy. Remember
Dude,
Guardy?
Guardy? Yeah,
we always heard that.
You come on, man. They have this is the New York Yankees. You're gonna tap out on Bellinger and Tucker? It's gonna be too rich for your blood. What are we doing here?
I think there's gotta be a certain level of responsibility with Bellinger. He's good. He ain't amazing. Let's not get this twisted
okay.
here.
I agree with you, but okay. if that's the case.
Then you pivot to Tucker.
Yes!
You would think. Now, but I presented something to you that I think there's a really good chance that this happens. Now, to be fair, I do think the Bellinger's back with the Yankees, but I'm not I don't think that I'm past 80% confidence. Like, it's not like 95. It's
what do you think he gets? 6 years?
I think it's the seventh year that might drive the Yankees away. I don't think the Yankees will give him
okay,
seven.
So
and I don't think that they should.
If they'll go to six, the question is...
If they go to six, he'll be a Yankee. That's what I believe.
Okay.
I don't think they'll go to seven.
I think they're in an advantageous position with him because I believe he wants to be back. I don't know. But unlike Soto, I believe Bellinger wants to be back.
Yep.
And if that's the case, all the Yankees should have to do is match. Remember, this dates back to Judge. They didn't even offer Judge the most money. What the hell is going on?
That's true. I mean, that was the Giants and oof. All right, so a couple things here. God, I love talking baseball, man.
Yeah. Don't worry. We'll do some stats a little bit later on.
Oh,
really
yeah. So Gio can make fun of me for knowing stats. Yeah, let's
okay.
do it.
And maybe, actually, tomorrow we'll do...
And Boomer chimes in with that nonsense, too.
Yeah, Boomer has a stat pack, so who's he to talk?
I mean, does he still
on.
Have it?
Yeah, dude,
somebody sends him a stat pack?
No, every morning he's referenced it.
Oh,
and by
gotcha.
The way,
yeah,
and by the way, and by the way, that's what you listen to Boomer. And by the way, he does it all the time. And Gio will be saying something. Boomer's like, by the way, did you know the Bengals are 0-7 at home this year under the lights?
There's
like,
some interesting abrupt turns on that show. Nah, they're great. I'm
we
just
should do
around.
Tomorrow, maybe we do a little pull your...
do a little card?
Yeah.
I was thinking that, too.
We got to do a little pull your card.
We
you may get the perfect parlay.
Uh-huh. You are the champion with this.
Two-time champion.
Oh, that's right. It's twice.
Hey, where's Booney at, by the way? Was he in hiding this
you know,
whole season?
I think we got to get, and listen, I think we got to get Booney in here before whatever. I think we got to get Booney. Anyway, here's what I think is going to happen. I think that the Yankees will offer a strong 6-year deal. I think there's a really good chance he'll accept it. If you get some rogue offer that's 7 years, there's no way Belly's getting 8. 7, and the AAV is a little irresponsible. I do think the Yankees tap out. I think they'll then pivot to Tucker and certainly try to make a move for him. But if somebody's wacky with 11 years, like Toronto, I don't think the Yankees go there. So I'm going to give you an option here that I think is very plausible. I'm not saying it's the best one, but I'm okay with it. I do think there's a chance the Yankees trade Jazz Chisholm this offseason. I've said that for a while. I know for a fact that they like him.
I just like thinking that way, outside the box, yeah.
I know that they like him. I know that they're also very reticent to commit that kind of money. And length to him, he's a little spacey. Let's call it for what it is. He's not always locked in. And they know that, even though they know he's talented. So I think they could trade Jazz and even include one of those young, not here, I don't mean Schlittler, one of those young up-and-coming flamethrowers, and a lot of baseball people like, there's two or three names, I'm forgetting them right now, that really like those young pitchers in the Yankees. And by the way, the Yankees, for their position players, having been duds for the most part, that they've always hailed as studs, like, you know, whatever, Dominguez and maybe some others, the Yankee young pitchers have come up and they perform. Luis Gil, Rookie of the Year, Clark Schmidt flashed, Will Warren struck out a ton of batters, obviously Schlittler is filthy. So I think there's a good chance Jazz and whomever can lead to a very big trade. That's number one. I think the other thing that I think the Yankees could do, I don't think they would pivot here from a free agent perspective in terms of giving Valdez $200. That's not going to happen. Cease is already off the market. But I do think that the Yankees could trade, whether it's Scooble or another big-name pitcher that we're not calculating yet, and try to win with the best rotation this century.
So you're asking me if that's the pivot I would go with.
I think that those are both two very plausible situations, I want your opinion to on both
of them. I don't love the idea. I think we've used this analogy or phrase from Seinfeld for years. Once something's wet, it's wet. How much better can the Yankees' rotation really be? Now,
can I give you my answer before you? Well, think about this. If Luis Gil wasn't pitching in Toronto and it was, you know, it was somebody like a scheme, like a scheme.
But you're getting Cole back.
I understand that. But there's a strength in numbers there that is undeniable. That could be the best rotation this century.
Also, even if you have that, with starting pitching the way that it is in the game, you know, even the best guys like Fried or like Cole in postseasons before, what if they're off? And then what? Your whole plan...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a risk that you know.
Well, that's why I'd rather build it out as a team as opposed to just load up in one particular area. I was going to say happier, but that would not be the right word. I would rather see the Yankees, from just a Yankees perspective, leave the Mets out of this. Mm-hmm. I'd rather see them invest in Edwin Diaz more than and build a loaded bullpen more than I would go try to add another top starter where you have already hundreds of millions of dollars invested in Fried, Cole, and Rodon.
Okay, so why can't you do both here? Now, then the answer better not be because they don't have enough money for that. It's
no,
one
but
thing,
why not get, you're talking about both.
Why not get a starting pitcher with a trade and then go and get Diaz? Because now...
And what's your lineup and defense going to look like?
We'll get to that. Yeah. There's still things they got to address, but... If you start, and we all know this, so we know Rodon's going to be jacked up in April. We know that Cole's not going to be ready in April. We know Schmidt's not going to be ready until August. Trust me, we know what's going on. But if you have, whenever the Yankees hit full throttle health, May, June, a rotation of Gerrit Cole, Max Fried, pitcher X, and I mean a high-level pitcher, like a trade. And by the way, if it's somebody like Scooble, then Scooble's one, then Cole's two, then it just slots differently. Cole, Fried, pitcher X, who's a beast, Rodon, and Schlittler as your five, plus Diaz as a signing, whether it's 4 or 5 years. Then you put Bednar in the eighth. I know he's a closer now, but what's he going to say? No. You put him in the eighth. You put Diaz in the ninth. How are you not winning 95 games with pitching?
No. Well, they can win 95.
Judge.
They can win 95 games.
And
they win 95 games without all that.
So that's true.
I'm not worried about the 95 games.
But I think, that's a good point.
I'm worried about
the
postseason.
But I think you'd be better equipped to win in the postseason with those arms going out. And by the way, Luis Gil is still in the mix. Who knows if he's healthy?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, as a sixth guy.
If you tell me that, plus get guys that can put the bat on the ball. I don't need big name stars, but guys that are well-rounded ball players. You know, they have their big star in Judge, but I need more ball players.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, then I'd be okay with that. I don't think that they need, though, starting pitching. BT and Sal on the fans. Get back to the phones here. Anthony's in Old Bridge talking about his G-man. What's up, Ant?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call. As always,
you got it.
We'll talk to Giants, but you guys are talking baseball. And when you talk baseball, I love talking baseball, so I'm going to touch on that as well. So
nice.
With the Giants, it's real simple. I mean, I called Sal last week. I mean, the GM situation, I don't know what they're going to do. I think it's a very fluid situation. If they get rid of Shane, I'm okay. If they keep him, I'm okay. My biggest thing is the coaching problem. It's an NFL problem because, you know, Belichick already put a statement out that he's not going to pursue any NFL jobs. All right, so that's probably not happening. Tomlin and Harbaugh, which I heard some rumblings, they still have jobs. So, and if everyone available, the only legitimate coach, I think, is McCarthy. And let's just use an argument that we don't get him. And then that frightens me because I don't see any other legitimate options. And I think that's where it gets very, very sticky when it comes to the head coach thing. I'm not saying what happened Monday night was a blessing because there were some conversations that Kafka may or may not get the job. Vrabel walked circles around him on Monday, and thank God, because it showed him that he's not ready. So that we know that can't be a legitimate option. But I'm afraid there's no crazy options. So there's the football thing. Touch on that, and then we'll do the baseball.
Well, I think you touched on everything that we've touched on. We don't need to be redundant. I think you nailed it. So hit us with the baseball stuff. We'll react to that. Go ahead, Ant.
Okay, so with the baseballs, as always, with the Yankees, I mean, my concern, and we always talk about the money. I still think we keep talking about this lockout. I think that has something to do with it. I really do. I think it shouldn't have anything to do with it, but deep down, I just feel like some of these owners, and yes, the Yankees are partaking in this frugalness because of the uncertainty, and I think that's
But hold on, we talked about this. They're not going to get paid during the lockout. So
no, I know that, but it just concerns me that there seems to be an approach that a lot of teams are taking in regards to the salaries. Now, Soto last year, I think, made it very hard for us because that was such a big contract. When you look at overall, the contracts weren't very fruitful. They were kind of minimal to a degree.
Look and at I Pete Alonso. Like yeah,
no
that's true.
Slam dunk.
Yeah.
There's no slam dunk this year, like that kind of guy. So I think when you're looking, like you were talking about Tucker, let's see what the market is. I mean, is Tucker a 10-year, $400 million player?
I wouldn't give it to him.
That's what I'm saying, though, and that's part of the problem is, and this goes back to months ago when I called you guys. Is that
I don't think he's getting $400 million. I'm sorry.
You don't think so?
I don't.
I don't think so either. I mean, he shouldn't get it. I don't think he's that good.
Well, how many years do you think he's going to get? Sal, what is your running the Yankees. What's your drop dead? Forget about AAV, just sheer length of contract. How many years? What's your drop dead number? Go ahead.
I can't give Tucker more than a number or
no,
years.
Years. Committed years. Guaranteed
I
years.
I can't give more than five for this simple reason.
More than five?
You're not getting them.
Yeah. Five.
He's cutting
five.
Effort, I mean, come
what
on.
About you, Sal? What's your drop dead? Hey, just can't do it. It's untenable.
Right, well, let me ask you something. Where's the comp? Because it's not Juan Soto. I know we had that argument last year.
Yeah.
He's not. Come on, dude. He's a nice player, and I understand why some you would argue in favor of Tucker being a more well-rounded player and all that
which
stuff.
Was always my point.
Yeah, but he's not Juan Soto. So
no, I agree.
Okay, he's not.
He's not going to put people in the seats either. He doesn't have that marquee.
Come on, and he's coming off. I mean, Juan Soto. Come on, Juan
oh, here
Soto.
We go, here
let
we
me get
go,
into
God,
it for a second.
God.
Juan Soto hit free agency by dropping his massive, you know what. On the table. You could not have... I really want to get in more
say
detail.
Say whatever you want at this
what's
point.
The difference? But
Dove will dump it.
He went to the New York Yankees,
Talked
the Yankees, along with Judge, of course, but you get the point. The Yankees have had Judge before, haven't been in a World Series since 2009 until Soto showed up. He formed one of the greatest tandems ever as a New York Yankee with Judge and himself. He was a beast all season long, a beast in the postseason, and then went to free agency basically saying, the defense rests. Here I am. I've showed you I've won a World Series before. I've gone to other teams. I've hit. I've produced big-time numbers. I just dominated with the New York Yankees in the first year in New York, which basically nobody does. Here I am. Come get me. And everybody went to get him to the point where it got to an astronomical 765. That is not the same case with Kyle Tucker. Even if they're on par as players,
true.
Kyle Tucker's coming off a down year. So much
and he
so
was hurt, by the way.
Exactly. So much so that people are maybe forgetting even how good he could be. Now, he's going to be 29 soon here, I think. Let me just look this up.
Yeah, he is. Or he's already 29. One of the two.
No, January. He'll be 29 in January.
Okay.
He's not getting... I'm not giving him 10 years. Not even close, I'm sorry. What did Vladdy get, by the way? I know he got... Didn't he get $500 million?
Did he get... I forget off the top of my head.
Hoff, can you just look that up real quick? Not that he's a comp. I'm just curious about these ones.
But it's a good question.
Kyle Tucker's not that guy that I would be giving him 10 years. Me,
14
person.
Years, $500 million.
Vladdy got that?
14 years, $500
million. Dude.
Now it's $500 million. So you're going to, if you're committing the money to him, you're going to spread that out however long you want to. 14 years is absurd. I wouldn't have done that for Vladdy, but obviously for the Blue Jays, it worked. I'm not giving Kyle Tucker 10 years, I'm sorry. I would probably max out at 8. I think I'm extending there.
Okay.
Dude, think about it. If we're talking about Pete Alonso for 6, Cody Bellinger for 6, Kyle Tucker's better than both all around.
Yeah, he is, no question.
Okay, so, and he's 29 years old, so he's in a spot where it's a sound investment with what he brings to the table. I'd go to 8. I'm not going anything beyond that. And then what are we talking about per year?
Well, I think it's going to be about 35 a year. I think it's going to start. If you're serious about Tucker and you really want him, right? Whether it's the Dodgers, whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Mets, whether it's Toronto, I think it starts at 10 years. I do.
Oh.
Now, I'm not saying that I like that. Yeah, Wolf, I'm kind of with you.
Although I'm more about the money than the years, you're the opposite, I know.
You know why I'm the opposite? Because I'm tired of watching the last 2 years of LeMahieu walking around like he's 70 years old and Stanton playing 50 games a year and Aaron Hicks.
Well, couldn't you just cut them?
But they don't. So I'm preemptively like trying to avoid that because they have not shown the proclivity. There's a word for you.
I like it.
To do that.
If they
did that, I'd say give them 12 years. What the hell do I care? They'll figure it out in 10 years.
I guess the thought process behind it, to me, there's really no difference. The money is the money, but you'd rather invest more money up front. And by the way, did you see all the deferrals with the Dylan Cease
deal? I did.
You'd rather invest more money up front in years that you expect to get higher production. So say, well, we'll pay you what we believe you're worth for the next 7 years, but beyond that, there's no point of just throwing money away. I'd rather give you more money for your prime years than less money for longer years.
And that's an important part of this. And this is really why the contracts in baseball suck. Yeah. Not because they're guaranteed. I don't begrudge them at all for that. That's awesome, right? But when he's going to be 29. So let's say he gets a 10-year deal. Just based on the age and the sheer length of the expected contract, it is very simple to say, and I believe highly accurate, that he has already, like, he has given more of himself. His best baseball's been played more so than not. Meaning, do I think he's going to have 10 years equivalent to the first 7 or 8 that he's put on? No, I don't. Because I don't think he's going to, I think he's going to age well, but I just don't think that that's practical. And the problem with, and this is why Soto was so in demand, 26 years old. So, and that's why A-Rod back in the day, when he got that bank from Texas and then eventually got out of there after the trade, as we know, that's why Alex was able to get that kind of money. That's why Kevin Garnett was able to get that money and some of these NBA guys were able to get the money because they're still in their absolute prime. Whereas with baseball, when you get it, like Pete now is trying to get paid at the age of 32. That's not good. It's just, it's not. It's not sustainable because what you're really doing is if you give Player X $300 million, you're acknowledging, and he's around 30 or 31 or 32, you're acknowledging, we're basically paying for 4 years of what he did somewhere else. Right. That's the reality of baseball contracts, which suck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Next week is going to be nuts. It really is going to be crazy with the winter meetings, and I expect a lot of stuff to pop off. You're hearing the rumors, maybe the groundwork being laid here midweek this week, but I think as early as, I guess it starts, does it start Sunday night? People maybe getting into town Sunday night?
Well,
and then,
yeah.
And it officially starts Monday?
Unless I'm misremembering, didn't the Soto stuff break on a Sunday night?
That's right. Hoff, when was
right?
that?
I thought it was.
A year ago.
December 12th, right?
What was that a year
Something
ago like when that. We did when we were live on the Rico as that news broke? Remember that for the Soto thing? Was that December?
Did it happen already or no?
No. No.
Oh. It's coming up in December?
I'm asking you. I don't understand.
I'm sorry, right? The post article that I couldn't find.
What?
You guys told me to go look up an Instagram post.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I could have sworn it was a Sunday night because I feel like I was laying in bed watching the Sunday night game.
It was a Sunday night.
Okay.
I was sitting
Was that
there.
The first night? Of the meetings.
I shouldn't definitively say this. I'm pretty sure it was a Sunday night because I believe I was getting ready to go on SNY afterward. Hoff, we're talking about the night Soto signed where we were live on the Rico.
You were Loogie.
I was there.
Yeah. When was it, is what we're asking. What is wrong with you?
December 8th, you're, I think.
Thank you, Dove. Jeez, Hoff getting left by Dove here. What are you, rusty today? We are. I mean, there's a lot going on, but jeez.
I mean, like, we don't have anything on our minds.
We got a show to do here.
It's been a long week.
Right?
Holy goodness.
Are those headphones working? Goodness gracious. By the way, speaking of the headphones, did you see the picture that I used for Gravesend?
I did. Yeah, I liked it. I saw it.
It was cool, right? How they had the little set with the old school headphones?
Yeah, that was... They had like a record behind you, like one of those fake platinum records or when you went gold back in the day,
right?
It was cool.
Like an old school 80s type studio for a DJ, DJ Tom Paul. So I thought, when I walked in there and they saw the set, I was like, wow.
Yeah, it looked real, right? Like a real move, a real show.
Set for my little part in this thing?
Maybe we could do shows from there soon.
I'll tell you this, dude. Acting is something that I always thought I wanted to do.
Me too.
And then actually doing it,
yeah.
I don't think I could do it. I mean, I did it, and I did it well.
Yeah, well, we'll judge if he did it well when we actually see the show.
That is true. I look forward to that. Season 3, Gravesend.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to be released, but we'll get you that info, whatever. Will DeMeo, great job. But even if I did this well, I did it well for a paragraph.
Imagine doing
real lines.
No, I don't. I actually, no. So when you thought that acting was appealing...
Yeah.
Did you, like, what role, did you ever get this far in the thought process?
No.
Because sadly, I did.
Weirdly, you had a role in mind?
Yeah, I'm like, all right, well, you know.
If you're an actor, you gotta take what roles come, no?
Well, I could be typecast. I mean, okay. I don't know. I don't know that I quite had that diversity where I could just bounce from role to role. And, you know, I always thought that it would be, God, I'm gonna sound such an idiot saying this, but why not? I'll give you. So I remember, and this is when I got into the business.
Yeah.
And I remember telling my old agent this, like, hey, come on, let's see if we can. I started to do some other stuff, and let's see if we can carve out some acting chops here. I think I got them. Get me some roles. And the role, which never happened, and the role that I thought I would be good at was always like an undercover detective. Hear me out.
Yeah,
An undercover detective or. Like a fire, like a captain at the firehouse, who got caught up in the wrong stuff. Either whether it's the mob or whether it's drugs or whether it's gambling. So I was really conflicted. A really good character who wanted to do the right thing.
Jeez,
you
should have written your own stuff.
I should write it. I mean, geez, it's pretty detailed. Well, maybe I will write it.
You could have written your own thing and then acted it. No, I never thought that. I just thought I wanted to be an actor. And really, the only reason why I said that.
But kind of like Bruce Willis. So only Bruce never really shaded to the bad side. I'm just telling you the truth, you know?
I get it.
Kind of looked like Bruce a little bit back then.
I just get the old tidy-whitey
t-shirt on, shave the head, and a little scruff. Hit the weights for a couple of months.
I thought it would help me get women. Although I had no problem. No, I'm serious. That's why I want to be an actor. This is not 10 years ago. This is going back, 25 years ago.
Right, so 25 years ago, you were 9. I mean, 25 years ago, you were 20? 21?
I'm saying...
You needed to become an actor to get laid?
Well, I thought it would help. I wanted to be an actor. I wanted to be famous and be an actor. And then I realized quickly that... I realized quickly that that's not going to happen. Now, it was never like my dream over wanting to be Mike and the Mad Dog.
I got you.
Felt like while you do that, some guys do a little bit of both, maybe be an actor. So it's great to have that experience doing it. But after doing it, I in fact learned I don't think there's any way I can actually be a real actor. That's got to be hard. And I'm a guy playing a small part with a small line who's basically playing a radio host.
Like,
If I can't do that, I might as well pack it up.
Okay, now here's the irony of this situation, though. So as you dreamt all those years ago of becoming an actor to have a little success with the women, you literally, now again, we'll determine if you're good when we see it, you literally are an actor at the moment. And you might have the opportunity with the women. The irony is, now that they come, you're married.
Of course. I mean, that's always the problem. Right, see how many people like that Instagram post. Oh, he's an actor? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
I didn't like the shirt that you're wearing. I would have given you a different shirt. Yeah. Like, that almost looked like it was like a silk. Almost, to me, it was like something you'd wear when you go to the Bahamas or St. John's or Croy.
All right, you have to remember, I'm an 80s DJ.
Yeah, I know.
They have people that do wardrobe.
No, of course. And I'm not here to criticize their wardrobe selection.
Take it easy on Lorenzo, all right?
I mean, he's
is that Lorenzo on wardrobe.
I'm thinking if I'm in the 80s, right, and I'm a DJ and I'm doing the role that
a
you
mob,
shot.
Mob ties as well.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, like Tony, it was kind of like a Tony Soprano.
Tony wouldn't have worn that shirt.
It's a little too loud for
Tony. Well, not even too loud, just too fancy. Like, you know, give me the old thick rope chain. Give me the thick collar with, you know, with a couple of buttons open. I don't know.
Yeah,
that was my only mild, my only mild
critique.
You
should also apply for wardrobe design. I mean, you can do
get the resume ready.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Kev, that's what it says on the board here, calling from Staten Island. What's up, Kev?
Yo. Yo, Sal.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yo, you guys are the best. Best fan of the show, Sal. When you get going, oh my gosh.
Kevin, can I, before you continue, can you get on a damn phone line that we could hear what you actually have to say? Because I feel like I might need the positive reinforcement.
Yeah, as you lavish Sal with praise, please make sure everybody can hear you.
Okay, try it one more time. We'll give you a chance.
Okay, give me one more second.
There you go.
Can you hear me better now?
No, we can't. And we appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you. I think he was talking about, I heard like my greatness somewhere in there. Did you hear that? He loved the show.
I didn't hear.
Man, oh, okay. Maybe I just heard he loved
that
the
part,
show.
I missed that part.
No, and I really wanted to hear what he was going to say. He was going to talk about Belichick's girlfriend. But we appreciate the support, Kev. We just can't. I mean, it was a horrible phone line. We couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, no, for sure. For sure.
Bruce is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Bruce?
Hello, guys. How you doing today?
Good.
Hey, Bruce.
What's up?
Not much. Listen, whatever happens in the future, best of luck to you, but I love listening to your show.
Thanks, man.
And,
thank you very much.
Listening to you talk Yankees got me going.
There you go. What do you got?
I would love to see them try to trade Jazz and free up that spot and then sign Bo Bichette. And then I'd like to see them re-sign Bellinger. And I think we definitely need starting pitching. Sal, you said we didn't need starting pitching. Who went more than four innings against Toronto?
Destroyed. Yankees don't need starting pitching. They've got an abundance of starting pitching.
Right, and you can't just boil it down to one series, and that's even more to me a reason why I wouldn't invest in starting pitching. They did get beat up, and thank you for the call, Bruce. Appreciate you checking in. You're referencing one series, and as you know, anything could happen in a series. More the point why I wouldn't go over the top, where the Yankees already have a lot of money invested in that rotation, not to mention Cole coming back. Cole freed Rodon. How much more are you going to invest in the starting rotation? And even with that loaded rotation, I know Cole wasn't there, but obviously with Schlittler and all that stuff, it still wasn't good enough to be able to beat Toronto.
Yeah, I know, but think about this. If Gerrit Cole gets his 30, now he's not going to get 30 this year because he'll miss all of April. Let's say he comes back middle of May, maybe earlier, but to be conservative, let's say that Gerrit Cole makes 25 starts next year. And he had zero last year. And Schlittler had about 10 or whatever it was. And let's say Schlittler makes 20-plus. That is 40-plus starts from a Hall of Famer in Gerrit Cole and one of the filthiest young pitchers I've ever seen in my life in terms of the Yankees and the Mets. I mean, you know, Dwight Gooden's on a rarefied planet, clearly. Cam Schlittler during that Red Sox game was not very far behind. And I know it's a small sample. Point is, if those guys made 40 starts last year, Yankees don't finish in a tie with the Red Sox, with Toronto, don't lose on a tiebreaker, win the division, maybe their trajectory is different, maybe not. By the way, I'm not saying that I would invest in pitching because I think the Yankees are deficient.
Right.
I'm saying I would invest in pitching because it could be a different way to win.
And make it a superpower.
Just unleash the best rotation we've seen in decades.
Because you're probably not going to be able to be better than the Dodgers or Blue Jays in the other areas. Why not strengthen a great strength of yours already and hope that that could win out?
Nope.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On The Fan.
BT and Sal back on The Fan. Time for a little three random questions.
Okay. At this point, make it as crazy as you want.
There's some tricky stuff in here. I just want you to have some fun with it.
That's a little funnier, Sally.
Three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Number one, I don't know if you've seen this before, but there was, I think it was like an AI fake thing
no.
on social media. Yeah, I know. Breaking news. But there was stuff going around with Juan Soto.
And when he was celebrating?
No. Oh. It was Juan Soto and Ms. Khalifa.
Okay? Yes, I did see this.
You familiar with her work?
Yes, I am.
I am as well.
Yes.
Would I say Ms. Mia Khalifa?
I know what you're talking about. Yes.
Mia Khalifa, yes.
Yeah, really, the name doesn't matter. Does it? Keep going.
No, it doesn't. So question one. Would you date a porn star? I'm not talking about being married. I'm talking about just in general.
No.
If you were single, would you date a porn star?
No. No, and I'm going to tell you why.
Yeah,
well, I prefer not to get diseased out by the time I'm 22.
Oh,
so I'm going to start with that.
Just
saying. I mean, listen, it is what it is. It's free reign here, Sal.
Well, if you practice safely, then you should be okay.
I know. That would be number one. Number two, but really, I think the real thing is from an ego point of view, I don't think that I'd be as good as they're used to. They're porn stars,
so
man.
What? I mean,
think about what they're used to.
You could learn a lot from that.
Or I could get left out of the bedroom.
I'm
pretty confident.
I mean,
anyway. I'm not a porn star. You know.
So what?
Nah.
In this hypothetical, porn star wants to be with you. Like, you're forming a relationship.
Okay, and what if she's wants to marry me? Wants to date me?
No, I'm saying date. Date? In this hypothetical, Hop, so you know what I'm talking about here? You've seen
He's on the phone. Yeah,
have you seen
it? Yeah, I saw.
It's circulating on social media that it's Soto.
It's him holding hands. Yeah, it's definitely fake.
Okay,
it's him holding hands with
Mia Khalifa.
Yes.
You are familiar with her work as well.
I'm very familiar with her work, yes.
Yeah.
I think I'd give it a spin.
Yeah.
What's the worst that could happen?
Well,
maybe I shouldn't say that.
There's a lot of things that could happen. I'm pretty confident. I don't know if I'm that confident.
It's nothing to do with confidence.
No, but it does. For me, it does. That's
part of the... You gotta let that go, man.
I don't know if I could. I mean, that's part... What you don't perform.
Are you telling me that we're not professionals nowadays? I mean, come on. We're old enough. We're professionals.
Speak for yourself, man.
Oh.
I've never been... I'm always just like, I care about me. I'm sorry. That's just... You know what I mean? I mean, certain spots, you gotta do what you gotta do, but... All right, number two.
I mean, the porn star is not appealing to me.
All right.
Watching it is different.
20 years ago, I think we'd all have different answers. Now,
I probably
you think definitively yes?
I would have totally dated.
It would have been much. More yes back in the day.
I can understand
at a young age.
Yeah, like if you're, I guess in this AI hypothetical, if you're Juan Soto, that's where the question comes from.
No, of course, about you or me.
If you're Juan Soto or somebody of that stature, would you date a porn star?
Yeah, Juan Soto's also jacked. He's ripped. I mean, yeah, I'm thinking about me and my 52-year-old body, which, by the way, is not bad, but it's not what it was when I was 20-something.
If I'm Juan Soto, I'm doing whatever I want. So
yeah,
I mean,
it's true, too.
All right, and it's not just any. In this particular case, we're talking about Mia Khalifa. Anyway, all right, number two.
Yeah.
It all ties in here. And now I want you to have fun with this and answer this carefully. What's the worst part of being married?
Be careful
because this is a minefield here. We're difficult things.
Yeah, especially since our wives are probably on edge these days.
Yeah.
I don't think I have to give it too much thought. And I'd really like to be funny, but I can't force it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
I think the worst part is that you're no longer on your schedule. That's the reality of it,
that's
man.
That's a good answer.
You know, like growing up, like, you know, before marriage, you know, when I was living in Manhattan, I know you lived in Manhattan as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd wake up, I'd get in my car, I'd drive on the Palisades, go play golf, you know, meet my buddies from college, do what I got, come back, go out, sleep in, order in. You literally do whatever you want. And even now, I miss the hell out of them, really. But I got back from Dallas on Sunday, and they stayed an extra day and a half. So that when they got back, so I had a full day by myself. And I'm not going to lie to you, I enjoyed it. I mean, I just sat there. After I did my work, I vegged out. I watched some Netflix. I ordered in. I watched the G-Men get their asses roasted on national TV. And I didn't have to answer to anybody.
Right.
And I would say that I miss them, but that's probably
strong,
the one.
Strong answer. Hoff, you want to partake in this?
Oh, I'd love to. Don't ask me a question that you know the answer to, and don't ask for advice that you already know what you want to do.
So how would you say that? Is that the worst part is that...
Yeah, don't ask me questions. Just,
you don't want to be asked.
Don't communicate to me. Don't talk to me.
Don't bother about being married to communicate.
Don't look at me.
Don't bother me.
Don't touch me.
If you already know what something you want to do, like, hey, what do you think about this room? Do we need to fix anything? And I say, no. And then she'll tell me that, no, we have to rearrange everything. Well, then why'd you ask me? Just tell me to do something.
So the worst part about being married, Hoff, is talking to your wife. We get it.
We got it. All right, this should be an interesting doozy here, Sal.
I have one here.
Yep.
I love my wife.
He's going to preface it.
I don't love listening to stories about things I just don't care about.
Expand.
You know, I mean, do I really have a lot of things? Now, sometimes it's great and you have to be in ear and supportive, but there are a lot of times I'm like, And my head is
just not even listen.
It's everywhere else.
Yeah, I do the same thing sometimes.
Stuff about, you know, friends and what they're doing. I'm like, I don't even really care about what you're doing, let alone what your friends are doing. So it would be to me having to pretend to care about things that I don't necessarily care about, but because I want to be a supportive,
the good husband that you are. Now, doesn't that kind of fall to my realm very loosely translated, like, not being on your own schedule, that's a loose translation because you're no longer on your schedule when you are forced to listen to things that you just don't want to listen to.
Right.
Now, I hear you.
And if you don't listen to them, then it's going to just start a fight.
So then, issue.
But that's what I'm saying. You got to take it on the chin and just be like, all right, let me wear this for the next, hopefully, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not that good at faking it like that.
Me neither.
I've got
that's
an extra, I've got a time limit on that.
It's a difficult part.
Yeah, it is a little bit. Like, I am very good at being able to do 9 things at once. And that comes from what you and I do for a living.
Yeah.
Like, I can, I don't like to do it because with social media it might look disrespectful, but I can literally look at my phone, get ready to prepare my next thought, know what read I have coming up, provided Dove tells me which is the right read and not the wrong one, listen to you all simultaneously.
When does that happen? Right. Wait a second.
Yeah, never. It's always
Dove
on me. I'll take you out.
Collateral damage here. Shrapnel.
She can't do that. It is one singular thing. Like, she will be on her phone. And I'm not saying she's sitting there looking at Instagram, swiping, and being lazy. Like, she might be doing something for work, right? Or maybe with her mom. She is not able to juggle 2 things at once. And I'm very good at that. And then, like, the other thing I'm very good at, well, some would actually argue I'm incredibly long-winded, which I know at times I am. But
no.
I know. I own it. Yes, at times. But when it's time to get to the point, I will get to the point fast, succinct, and there will be nothing nebulous about what I'm saying, right? And she doesn't do that quite as well. It's like the extraneous turns and the... Just get to the store. What do I need to know?
And I've said that before, and that does not go over well. All right.
Oh, I'll even say, come on, like if I'm really getting, that's even worse. Oh, she hates when I do that. But she's pretty good with that for the most part. Yeah.
The best part about being married.
Look at you. You are your psychologist Sally today.
Yeah.
I would say the best part of being married, this is going to sound incredibly corny, but it's having somebody who has your back that under every circumstance. And I've got a couple of best friends that I know that I can call, all right, in times of need. Hey, guys, I'll be calling you later. Obviously, my parents, thankfully, they're still alive and healthy. Call them, great relationships with them. You know, I believe, and I'm sure for a month it will be fun, and you go out there and you're single and you do whatever you want to do. I find great comfort in having a very stable, very loving, very reliable home base that I think at this age without that, I think I would be very unfulfilled. So that's the most honest answer.
I agree 1,000%. And as much as we joke about our wives, or I'll poke fun at my wife and say, you know, the struggles or this or that, there's nobody that I'd rather be with in my life than my wife. And to have her support no matter what, knowing that we're together no matter what, that is why you get married. That is why it's imperative you pick the right partner. And I wouldn't trade her for anybody else. And no matter what happens, it's great to have her as my teammate.
Attaboy. That's awesome. Good for you, man. And the thing that, you know, and I haven't been around her much, but spent some time with her when we went to your house. Hoff was there at the barbecue. You guys came over when we were first paired up. We had a barbecue to kind of, you know, welcome the relationship. She's like my wife. She's a pit bull. She's a pit bull, meaning she's going to have your... Like, it's one thing to say, oh, she's got my back. Yeah. She's going to have your back, and so is mine.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get some calls in here. Chris is in Bayshore. What's up, Chris?
Yeah, hey, guys.
Hey, Chris.
That's good stuff. I kind of feel like the older brother you probably don't have. I've been married 32 years, and it's great, and it evolves. You got to give it time. You know, it just kind of takes different shapes and always stays positive, but you'll see as your kids get older, everything kind of changes for the better, too, for the good. But anyway, a couple of things. Sal, you know I like to give you some TV references. You got to see Death by Lightning on Netflix. It's awesome.
Death by Lightning. Okay, might have some free Death time. Death on Netflix. What is it, Death by Lightning?
Well, does that mean what I think it is? Are people getting hit by lightning and dying?
It's a bio. I'm kind of a president nerd, but it's a bio on James Garfield, who was president for like 4 months.
Yep. Yeah, no, I don't.
I heard Boomer talking about that, saying it was very good.
It's very, what's great about it? The two guys that are in it are great. And it's only four shows. You can watch it in like a day or two. It's great.
You know who loves it too?
Evan.
Evan loves
He's
a president geek.
Yeah. That's the president thing. Yeah, yeah. So it's a great show that way. But listen, I got something I want to run by you. What about, because there's some rumors going around that maybe with the Yankees first baseman next year will be Bryce Harper. And maybe kind of as a result of some of the comments, he's not happy. And that, you know, I've been hearing maybe a Harper for Rice and Warren kind of deal. How do you feel about that?
Oh, man, I love Bryce Harper.
That's not happening. God. Didn't it get shot down already? I don't know where you're getting these rumors from.
It did, but doesn't mean something can't be, you know, reignited with a meaningful conversation.
Now it's coming back to me. Who's the GM of the Phillies? Dombrowski?
He's the one who shot it down, right?
They had their little issues, and then he said, we're not trading Bryce Harper. So that's it. There were rumors a while ago. That's done.
Yeah, I know what he said. I remember him basically denouncing any viability to that, for sure. It takes one call from Cashman, an interesting arm, an interesting player, an interesting proposition, a Jazz, a Rice, whatever it might be. I'm just throwing stuff out there that maybe could sway Dombrowski from what appears to be a pretty definitive position. I just, you know, Bryce Harper, God, I love the guy. I love his energy. I love him, right? But... 1, 2, 3, 4. You know what? The money's not even horrible. 5 more years, 27, 27, 23, 23, 23. You have the conversation.
Nate is calling from Jersey City. What's up, Nate?
Nate Dog.
Hey, guys. Love the show. So one of the biggest fights I ever got in with my wife 5 years ago, and I still hear it, she was telling me a story that had about 19 twists and turns, which had nothing to do with the ending of the story, and I rolled my eyes. And she said, what? I go, can you just please talk to me like you're sending me a text?
Yes. Please just hit send finally and let me get it.
That's a great way to put it, Nate. Oh, he hung up. What happened? Is Lyme Mustard?
She hung up. She killed him.
Nate, we hope you're okay.
Come on, Nate.
From everybody here at the BT and Sal Show, we hope you're okay with that. But, yeah.
Let's be honest, man. I mean, I'm not going to say every man. I'm not going to say every married man. I will say the overwhelming majority of married men go through what we just explained that week. Because you know what? We're wired one way and they're wired a different way. And you have to be. Because if we were wired the same way, number one, you'd probably never leave the house when you're young, for sure. And, like, it just wouldn't work. But you have to be different.
But we love having
them by sometimes different is frustrating. Yeah, oh, yeah. You're going to say something different.
Well, no, I'm saying but. No. But we love that. We got to deal with that.
Nah, there's no question. You know, I just couldn't imagine, like, on a holiday being alone, especially the elements of kids. No, I mean, it's just, it's a trust. It's a trust that I value. I know you do as well.
BT and Sal on the fan. We'll continue the conversation with your calls, whether it's baseball, hot stove, the Giants, or if you have some issues with your wife or what. 888-808-1019.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.